This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, King Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Bing is for doing, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Vanderpump Rules. This is Season 1, Episode 9, Reunion. I'm Jake Dupree.
And I'm Danica Kennedy.
I'm Christina Diaz.
And I'm Michelle Renee.
With our very special Vanderpump Vixens, Miss Kristen Doty and Katie Maloney.
Hi, guys.
We rhyme a little bit. Doty, Maloney. That's right. We do what we do. So let's just get started talking about this episode. I think, personally, they should have split it into two episodes, because I think there was a lot more that they could have covered. It was, like, kind of jam-packed, but...
Turned into the Jackson-Stassi relationship counseling session.
It did. And the thing that I did, like, very first thing that Andy Cohen said was, Jax, you brought your chunky sweater. He loves a chunky sweater. What is it with the chunky sweater?
No. He's capitalizing on it.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe he can start having his own line. It's all about product.
It's all about product.
You gotta make a career, honey. Okay, you gotta make the money. And I like that Lisa said the most difficult thing about watching the show is seeing what goes on when she's not there, and how people don't show up to work, and then they have the camera with them when they don't show up to work. I think that's funny. I mean, you know, that's just what happens on reality shows, I guess. And of course, we get into this moment that I found also really disturbing, that people would come to the restaurant to talk to you, especially Stassi, about how much of a bitch she is. Like, to her face. Like, drive to the restaurant, make reservations, come, and then be rude.
Drive two hours.
That happens, like, post-drinking. That specific incident especially. But they don't come in... They probably come in with malicious intent.
Oh, well, yeah.
But they come in very, like, Stassi, you're so beautiful. Like, can you take a picture with me? And then, like, three or four drinks later, there's... this
why is such a bitch
standing at the bar, like, talking shit to Jax about Stassi, like, standing right next to her. It's gross.
It's awkward.
Have either of you had any experiences like that, or it's all been positive fan feedback?
Because I've never had anyone actually say anything negative to me, but more recently than not, there are girls that come in that are not nice because they want to have sex with my boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Which is semi a compliment to you, because you got him, so.
I'm just not into, like, psycho stalker sluts, though. Like, don't come to my work. Just look at him on TV and fantasize about it.
Or, like, tweet him.
But don't, like, show up to my workplace. It's so distracting. Yeah.
If you wanted to, like, put a hair in their food or something, or, like, pick up a piece of dirt and, like, sprinkle it in their food, you could. So that's definitely not a smart decision.
Yeah, watch yourself. You know? Not a smart move. Not a smart move at all.
We're not, like, waiting, though. We don't, like...
The movie Waiting?
Oh, yes. Oh, my word.
I mean, yeah, those thoughts cross your mind, but, like, when it comes down to it, I don't think I could ever do anything gnarly to anyone's... entree.
I'm totally kidding.
I'd be too scared. I'd be like,
Katie,
oh,
like,
I just want
to foot in mouth.
I want to rub my face in their food. But no, I would never do that. For one thing, we have food runners, so I don't even touch their food until I take it away and dump it, you know. But I'm just saying, like,
or it's just like you're accidentally speaking over their entree and, like, spit flies out of your mouth and you're like, oh, it's fine.
I have a list. I'm sorry.
Sounds like Michelle has some experience in the restaurant world, huh?
we get those thoughts. Yes. Yes.
Now I want to ask you what you've done in the past. She's like, nothing.
I'm not a waitress anymore, so I was let go.
I think one of the coolest moments was whenever, of course, they talked to Lisa about why Sheena and Brandy initially sat down for the show. And that was the segue taking into Vanderpump Rules. So, I mean, we have to talk about it, of course. And I like that, I like that Lisa said to Brandy, you'll always be the mistress, not the waitress. And it makes sense. And you could see on Sheena's face that she was like, I just want to move on from this and make, and just be my own person, which I think this show is providing her that platform. But to Brandy and to Brandy's fans, she'll always be the mistress and not the waitress.
Well, I kind of like that. And I agree with Lisa. And I like that she doesn't have Shayna serve at that dinner party and for Brandy, because I think it almost like makes Shayna look bad. Like, oh, yeah, you slept with my husband and look, you're serving me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I like how Lisa chooses to separate them. I think it's better for both parties.
And Brandy even said on Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen asked her, he was like, have you two had any interaction? And she was like, yeah, whenever I tell her to get me coffee or bread.
See, she's so snotty. Like, it's better for Shayna not to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. For both of them, I think, just, and for Karma, I think it's just best that they're apart. Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah. And I totally, totally called this on like episode, whatever it was, whenever Sheena was rubbing sunscreen on Jax. She was like, I totally knew what I was doing. And I was like, yes, you did. Yes, 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 you did. And I was glad she owned it. Good for her. I like that.
I was glad that Stassi owned that she was a little bit intimidated by Sheena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that was the whole reason why the whole, hatred happened between the two, is because Stassi was nervous that Jax would cheat on her, because he's obviously done that in the past.
Well, did you guys see on Watch What Happens Live, Jax wouldn't admit it, but Stassi was like, Shayna's his type. Shayna's his type. Yeah. So, yes. Clearly. So
I mean, do you think that's why that they didn't get along at first?
Absolutely. When I first met Sheena 4 years ago, she and Tom were working together at Villa Blanca, and that was before she was dating Shay, and she was single. I hated her. I didn't know her at all. It had nothing to do with who she was or anything she did. It was just, it's her energy. She's obviously, you guys have met her. She's just very, very friendly, very outgoing, very flirty, very charming. And at the time, they were bartending together. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, you're not
away from
this
her.
Girl. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, obviously, I got to know her, and we became friends pretty quickly. And I realized, like, it was all like my insecurity. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, 100% that was why.
Yeah. I think it takes a big person to admit that they're, insecure around somebody else, and that's why they're projecting it onto that person. Mm-hmm. So.
And Stassi, I'll give a Stassi that, because Stassi, she could be crazy, but she owns her crazy. She's like, yeah, I know, and I own it. Yes, I'm insecure about this. You threaten me. Like, she can't do that. So, like, that's why we give Stassi passes sometimes, because we know at the end of the day, she's very self-aware. She knows what she's doing.
She says, this is who I am, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I'll apologize for what I do, but I'm not apologizing for who I am.
Yeah, if it hurts your feelings along the way, I'm sorry, but, like, yes, absolutely. She doesn't deny
No. And everyone talks about how confident Stassi is all the time. Like, oh, she's so confident. She says whatever she thinks. But I think she's insecure, and she uses, like, a fake confidence to, like, dim it's, that a little bit. Like, she's really insecure about Jax hooking up with other girls,
about
for
Jax.
Sure.
But I think
she should be, because
she knows
look at what
she's
he does.
A very smart woman. She knows she has her head on straight. She knows, you know what I mean? But when it comes, because she's been cheated on before, and I feel like,
she has the
me,
right
for
to
anyone who's ever been cheated on before, it's like an immediate,
it's a weakness.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody in a relationship at one time or another feels that way. Like, there'll be someone around and you're like, I don't like them. Like, I just know there's something else behind their intent.
Exactly.
There's always somebody like that. At least I've dealt with that before. So I don't know if any of you have.
I haven't had a boyfriend in so long, I don't even know what.
Viewers, if you're watching and you're not gay or a girl, Michelle is available.
Single lady.
Single ladies. All right, so then we find out the main topic of the show, and I guess the main topic we'll be talking about tonight is Stassi and Jax, because you didn't really see anybody else besides the close-up of their damn face. So we learned that Stassi and Jax's relationship is not only emotionally abusive, but physically abusive. I think my favorite part that lightens the mood of that whole topic is the whenever he was like, it ruined my Michael Kors sweater. I was like, of course he would know, like, the name, the make. You know, just he's very aware of that. And I think that's really funny that he would say that.
He is a fashion model.
And the thing is that she was like, you totally deserved it. And he was like, yes, I deserved it. I deserved to be punched. I don't think
that...
What
did
that,
he do?
That's what I want to know. What did he do?
He was dishonest about a girl, about another girl.
Another one.
Okay.
He didn't, like, technically cheat on her, but there was...
Like texting or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
It was like that, and...
It's just like...
Yeah.
No one deserves to be hit. Like, I just don't think that that's how you deal with problems.
Is it bad that I wish the hit was filmed?
I mean, it would make for really great TV, but yeah. I just don't think that... I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable to see people get like that.
Yeah, it was.
All your faces were really, really funny. Like, ooh, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah. Well, it's not our business. I mean, it's their personal business. If they decide that they want to speak openly about it,
right.
That's up to them. But it's not... We weren't going to step out even if it's a reunion.
We still care
about them. Yeah, and it's not our job to out our friends. Like, these are people we care about. If they choose to talk about it and... they put it out there, we'll weigh in on
it. As she said it too, we were all like,
okay. Yeah, you could feel like the air like leave the room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like with domestic violence, there's always kind of like the, oh, it's not that bad, maybe when a girl hits a guy, and I'm kind of on that team as well, but I think I think the implication is that maybe Jax would get physical back with her, so I think that's why everybody had such a visceral reaction. I don't know how the cast felt, but I know that, like, a lot of the Vanderpump Rules fans were kind of like, no, this is not cool.
Did he do it too?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of the implication. Not saying that he did, but it's just kind of like it could potentially go there. So that's why it's problematic for her to hit him, because if it goes too far one day, he's obviously a male. He's a lot bigger than her and scarier.
I felt like a lot of the way it came off, it was such a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this was right before we were filming. They've been together for mm-hmm. a really long time. So
yeah.
For us, it was just... it's not that we take it lightly or that it is funny, but it's almost like just bringing it up again. It's like
the rehashing.
When you think about the fact that the tiny little Stassi like actually broke his nose, or like, I don't know if she actually broke it,
but she gave him a bloody nose.
She was scared. Like, she was like petrified that night, like that she could even do something like that. So for us, it was like we kind of took it lightly because we've talked about this 5 trillion times over.
It's kind of one of those things that you just don't want to discuss.
I
just think it's really funny. I mean, I feel bad that I'm laughing about this, that she, like, punched him in the nose and he was bleeding, but I think it's awful, but I think it's funny. And it just comes after that whole, like, violence montage.
Daggers, bodies in the wall.
So it's, like, almost appropriate. Like, I'm not even surprised. I'm like, yeah, I mean, he probably deserved it. Is that bad? Maybe.
No, I mean, no.
You're on my page?
Just as bad as me wanting to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like it. But we'll move on. And it comes out, of course, that Kristen, you say that Jax likes to be controlled by people, and he openly...
By Stassi in particular.
Yes. And he openly admits it. I think that was... It says so much about him and his character and what he thinks about relationships, that he likes that moment of being told what to do and where to be and where to go. And I'm like, that's the kid in him, I think, that he's not fully grown up and hasn't fully matured. But I think he's getting there. At least I hope that for him in his life.
Me too.
Yeah.
But it's only Stassi that he likes to be controlled by. So that's kind of maybe why he's not...
It's a lot her. Yeah, I think... I mean, I know... girls he's dated, it's something about her, like, and it's her personality too.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like I said, she's very
the dominant
one. Like, for her, and especially for her age, being that they're like a 9-year age difference, that she like has her head on straight. She graduated from college, she has a job, like she has her own apartment, like she did all these things, and he, I don't know, mm-hmm. it's something.
Maybe he feels he would be even more of a philanderer if she didn't
control
him. So maybe he thinks that it kind of reins him in a little bit. We see that obviously it's not 100%, but maybe, like, that's what it is.
Like, you complete me, kind of. Like, he completes all the stuff that he feels like he lacks, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
she feels a void.
About their
she
balance,
feels a void.
Really, because yeah. there's so much alike.
That's what you said. It's just like it's not like they're the same person, but I literally said I'm like I don't think there's anybody on this planet, as far as I'm concerned, that either one of them could date, because like literally it takes Stassi to date Jax and accept him as he is because she's a lot like him. Yeah. Like, you know, like I said, him quoting like my Michael Kors sweater, like that's like a he's like the male version of Stassi in that sense that like they're both like
I don't know. It's just like
Is there ever a point where the toxicity of the relationship like outweighs the compatibility of the two?
Yeah, and it did.
Why they broke up, because the toxicity got too much and Stassi got to a point where she's like, I need to really just like hunker down and make a decision and be strong and go with it, because she was eaten alive by it. Like, it just every day became so taxing on her, and she just knew that she had to make a choice and stick to it and move forward.
I feel like all season long we saw you, Katie, kind of, and I'm sure it's editing too, but we saw so many times you're like, well, like, you know, so how's Jax going? Like, how's he doing? You know, and I feel like you were kind of encouraging their relationship all season. So looking back now, are you glad it's kind of over, or do you want that family back together?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah. Girl, obviously, I want you to be honest.
I'll just be straight. Like, at this point, no. I don't want them to get back to. Yeah, initially I was, just because, again, I believed Jax's cheating to be a rumor, and I wanted her to like maybe just put a little more thought into it, maybe give it a little bit of a second look before she completely trashed it. Of course, just because I know the relationship very, very well, and I'd been there from the beginning, and so I didn't want her to completely throw in the towel on something that maybe wasn't completely dead. But at this point, honestly, I don't want them to get back together. I'm team Stassi now. I feel like Stassi could honestly really find someone special, and I don't think that
she's mellowed up.
I don't think I just don't think, as much as Jax and Stassi are the same people, and like I really do think they could be compatible, specifically right now, he's not the right person for her.
I feel like the show has been super therapeutic for her, and seeing her behavior, and she's looking at herself and being like, I don't know if I want to go back to that point. And I don't think I, as a viewer, would want her to go back to that point and be super mean and nasty. Like, I would look forward to seeing the fun side of her, because when we've had her here, she's been so fun. And she's, I mean, like, she's very,
she's very assertive
and, you know, confident. And you can tell that she could have those like bitchy tendencies, but there's a fun element that I think that the show didn't pick up on until the very end of the season.
Because you got to see her. I think we talked about her sense of humor all summer, though,
honestly.
But you two were at odds basically the whole time.
But like she said, like, in hindsight, it's like with what she was going through and everything that happened, now that it's kind of all done and like the truth came out and she finally found out and every, like, we all made up and whatever, she's so mellow. She really is, like, about everything and anything. Just, I don't know, it's really nice to, like,
she's
very humble these days, which is really great, because she has that side to her. She does have a very humble side. Sometimes it gets overshadowed. But no, she very much is like a humble person, and you got to talk to her, so that personality, that sense of humor that we were trying to explain to you, you probably got a vibe of that, so now you understand and what we were talking about.
But yeah,
I was shocked how nice she was when she came in, because the first couple episodes I was like, I don't like her, like, she's a bitch, I didn't like her at all. And then she really grew on me as the season went on, and then when I met her I was like, wow, she's so nice. And I know that reality TV makes people look different than they really are, and they may cut out the parts of her being nice and whatever, editing. But it's cool that she's kind of grown to be a better character, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we move on to, I want to really get into this with, of course, you two, about Stassi and Frank getting together and the time frame of that. Because there was a lot of alleged things going on. And do you believe that Frank and Stassi...
I 100% stand by my word. I definitely know that she hooked up with him before she broke up with Jax.
How do you know?
Somebody told me. And I can't say who, because they're not here to defend themselves. But
yeah.
And Tom
but like,
also know.
But completely, like, it's just, trustworthy person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So I firmly believe it. And if she wants, it's just at this point, I mean, within our friendship, it's such a dead subject. Now I don't push it on mm-hmm. her like Katie wouldn't either. Like, it's just, it is what it is. It's done. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Does it even really matter? Probably not, you know, but because I get asked the question, I'm like, I'm not backing down on my word because that's what I think.
And I like that she said, I mean, she said that she emotionally cheated on Jax with Frank and they spent time together while Jax and her were together. I mean, how did Jax not know that they were spending time together? Was it behind his back, the emotional cheating part or whatever?
He was kind of checked out of their relationship at the end, though.
Yeah.
It's not that he didn't know, but he didn't.
He was sleeping at my house every night.
Yeah, he didn't try to, like, she didn't hide it from him that she was hanging out with him, but it was like he wasn't around to know, so it wasn't, she was like alerting him and letting him know, by the way, he just wasn't around for it, so.
Yeah, and then Katie, you apologized for calling Frank a liar, but you said you don't take back treating him the way that you...
No, I mean, yeah, I will apologize for being like, you're a liar, because obviously he was telling the truth, so I will own that and be like, sorry I called you a liar, but I still think you weren't good for Stassi. I didn't like the way he treated or talked about me, my boyfriend, my friends, any of that, like, because... I have no loyalty to him. I don't know him. Like, I literally owed him nothing. So anything else I said beyond calling him a liar, I don't apologize for. I'll apologize for calling him a liar because he was telling the truth. But anything else, like, I don't like him. He's not my my type of person I would really want to...
Naturally just want to be around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can see that.
I was going to ask if your feelings toward Frank were still the same, but no, I don't have to.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen him since the show is...
No.
Even when they were supposedly dating after the show wrapped.
He doesn't even live here anymore, does he?
Oh, wow.
Didn't he move?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he moved back to the East Coast.
Oh,
wow.
All right.
From what I heard.
He's
but
stopped.
I
mean, did you spend any time, because Stassi admits that after the show wrapped, the two of them started dating again. Did you spend any time with them then? Or are you just like over it, completely done?
Yeah, I mean, it was weird for a little while because it's how do you be friends with her when you don't want to be around her boyfriend, but she gets it. And
yeah.
I think he's a complete piece of shit, and he...
Wow.
Yeah, fine, you're right, he was telling the truth, but I still don't apologize for it because his intentions weren't there. He knew about it for 2 months.
Right, yeah.
Why didn't he tell her for 2 months? He did it not with the intention of, I want to tell you the truth because I feel bad because I care about you. He's like, I want to tell you the truth so you break up with your loser boyfriend and you come sleep with me.
It came up to me, it was like, it's a two-way street because, yes, I get that she felt alone and had to be with Frank, but it also, the other lane coming the other way is like, you two were protecting her and wanted to defend her and like wanted her to see not to rush into things, but she didn't want to see it that way. So, I mean, it's like you have to pick and choose a side, but there's not a right or wrong on either side.
Right.
I mean, there's right and wrong on both sides.
Right.
And it's a tough call to make about the friendship. Like, did you alienate her or did she alienate herself? Like, that. I think that's the age-old question. Like, I don't think we'll ever get an answer.
And this is something I try to convey at every opportunity possible. Initially, when Jax and Stassi broke up, because I was proud for her to, like, be courageous and make that decision and move on.
And so single and fun.
Exactly. So I was like, you be you. Find your identity again. Be, like, stand on your own 2 feet. Like, have some fun. Like, just re-identify with yourself. And immediately when she started seeing Frank, I was like, I don't think this is good because you just came out of a very tumultuous relationship and you haven't healed from it. So for you to be vulnerable and give yourself to another person is not a healthy choice.
Yeah.
Healthy distractions are one thing. Moving on into a relationship
like
is another.
7 days a week too.
And so she didn't like that. And that really put us at odds. And that stuff that obviously wasn't on the show, like, there was words that were had, and like, I was really trying to be patient with her and try to be understanding. I wasn't being given the opportunity, and I swallowed a lot of pride and tried to forgive and forget a lot of words that were said that are unspeakable, but obviously I've forgiven it now, but like, it wasn't just one time and then another. Like, ultimately, like, I had no choice but to just literally, like, put my hands up and be like, it's impossible because you're not going to listen to me. You're angry with me over everything and nothing. I can't right now. So she pushed me to the point where I had to turn my back on her. I didn't just turn my back on her immediately. Like, she had some hand in
it. Yeah.
But that's what happened.
Do you guys think that, because I know especially you, Kristen, you've been friends with Jax for a very long time, even before Stassi, mm-hmm. correct? Do you think that at any point that you guys were like, did choose to believe Jax? Because I know Lisa made it very clear in this reunion episode, no, you guys are her friends and you didn't have her back. And as like a girlfriend, like that's what who you choose.
But again, like, I mean, I'll say it 1,000 times. It was never about, I believe Jax, I don't believe Stassi. It was just, I didn't believe Frank. I just didn't believe Frank. So, I mean, I even said the day that I went over Stassi's apartment when she was, like, popping the crystal, that whole thing. I said, I'm like, I don't know what to believe. Give me 5 seconds to, like, process this.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Jax. I guess she, like, texted him, whatever. But, like, none of us have even, like, seen Jax today. We don't know anything. All we know is that Frank is telling you he got some girl pregnant 2 months ago. I'm supposed to take this guy's word over Jackson.
That's your friend.
Yeah. Like, that's what it comes down to. It's mm-hmm. just like Stassi might have been the girlfriend, like best friend, girlfriend thing, but it was also
she found out from the guy who's trying to sleep with her.
But we were also a family in the sense that Stassi is one of my best friends. Jax also is. He's also my boyfriend's best friend, who I live with. So it's not just my friend's boyfriend, like my best friend's boyfriend, some guy that I don't have any kind of rapport with that came and screwed her over. Yeah, when it's just one of those guys, I'm like, screw him, like, whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
girls rule, boys rule kind of thing. No, it's like this came down to it's just like, hold on, like, it's a tread lightly situation because Jax is also one of my really good friends. He's my boyfriend's really good friend. It was very delicate and very deep. It was beyond just like girl, like chicks over dicks kind of thing.
Yes.
It was hard. It was a really, really tough position.
Yeah, because usually it's in the opposite situation where the guy is just like an outsider who comes in and then the girls like him and he's cool, but then if he cheats, you're like, cut him, bye. Like, that's right. And that's very tough when it's a group of friends because who do you choose? Because you like both and you have a relationship with both. So what do you do in that situation?
If our fans have an opinion, what would you do? You can go to iTunes and give us your opinion on the Vanderpump Rules whole season and our after show. Rate and comment. Give us 5 stars for one last time. Tell a friend, not only about our show, but any other show that's on AfterBuzz TV on iTunes. And it only takes a minute. Thanks. What were you saying, Jake?
Yes.
Exactly.
I don't like that. Katie, how do you feel about Stassi not apologizing for throwing the water in your boyfriend's face? And she said that she completely will not take it back.
They've sussed that out on their own. And they actually did like a little kind of spoof video.
Did
where
she put it on Twitter?
Yeah, we tweeted it where Tom, I filmed it, and Tom, they kind of had this thing where they were giving each other the eye, and all of a sudden Stassi has a beer, and then it cuts, and she's pouring the... It was like Stassi's,
like,
you know,
sitting right next to each other.
It was, like, what was it, the devil's...
the devil's redemption.
Redemption. Like, and she pours a drink on his head, and they both give... So, I mean, Stassi and my boyfriend are really, really close. So, yeah, I mean, he did call her a bitch. And, like, I'm not saying I blame her. I don't... It just, like... I always say, like, use your words.
Yeah,
use your words.
Exactly.
She could have been like, what the hell? But, like, her doing that, of course, like, without even thinking, my response is, like, to hold on, like, chill out.
Defend your man.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I don't... She didn't have to kiss it. He's like, you know what? It's all good. I get it. That's all that needs to happen.
Yeah.
He's so
easy.
Leave
it in the past. That's good. That's really good, actually. And then, of course, we get more into the fight, a little divulging from the Stassi and Jack situation, but into your boyfriend taking his shirt off because of a Xanax. And I know that they talked about that on Watch What Happens, like, what would cause someone to take their shirt off because of a Xanax, but he accidentally took it.
Yeah.
Care to explain?
I knew this was coming. He wasn't even going to say it at the reunion, and I'm like, just say it. Just get it over with. Like, just tell them why you did it. It was my Xanax.
Uh-huh.
He had it in his pocket. I just basically handed him a pill earlier in the night, and I'm like, put this in your pocket for later. So he's wasted out of his mind, and he takes it. Who knows what he was thinking? Like, it's probably like an Advil or it's a whatever. I don't know. Like, he doesn't know what Xanax is. He doesn't take it.
Uh-huh.
So he took it. And I didn't know. We were all in our hotel room the next day, me, Katie, Tom, and Tom. And the next day, and I'm like, I need my fucking Xanax. And he's like, where is it? Dude, I gave it to you last night. He's like, what do you mean you gave it to me last night? I'm like, it's in your pocket. And he, like, goes in his pocket. And he's like, oh, shit.
I like, took them.
He took a whole Xanax while drinking a ton of alcohol all day long. So when people are like, why would that make you take your shirt off? Like, he doesn't remember anything about the fight.
Yeah, I
completely
doubt that
blacked out.
Many people remember anything about that night.
Alcohol and take a Xanax.
Does it make you hot? Don't. Is that what the side effect
no,
is?
No, it makes it just like it intensifies the alcohol. So you're like,
maybe you want to stress.
Drunk times 50,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that why you take Xanax?
Because I want to get wasted.
No, no. She, like, in her defense, like, when we got, she had, like a sort of, like, almost like a mini panic attack.
I have low blood sugar.
Exactly. So, yeah. And so she got it just in case, like, her, it spiked or she, her anxiety overcame. So she just yeah. had it in case just because we
I was
were.
Like, just put it in your pocket.
We were, wow. And, like, you know. Just like,
it's such a long story. Like, I didn't even go with them right away, and I had to meet with them later because I had this thing, and so that was the whole thing. It was my Xanax. He accidentally took it. He didn't know until the next day. And why, I still don't know why that would make him take his shirt off, I guess, because he was just, like, wasted out of his mind. And
it was not recreational. Like, there was a purpose. It was, there, I know. Was, no, there was a purpose that
no
it was
idea,
there.
The
no one was trying to get all crazy.
Trying to get, like, yeah.
It was so funny.
There was intention behind that. The Xanax.
Yeah. Everyone just starts taking off their shirts.
I know. And
fighting.
Like, Tom, really? Like, take off your shirt in a parking lot? Like, it's just so weird. I
mean, it sets a good precedent for reality television. I'm like, what are they going to do to up that? Like, that's kind of amazing. And I wouldn't expect the two of them to take off their shirt and fight. So it's kind of amazing that that happened.
Especially with no mirrors around.
Yeah.
Like, why would... Like,
checking themselves out, like, swinging.
Like,
look,
you're going to take your shirt off with no mirror? Like, that's so uncharacteristic.
It seems so Jersey Shore. I remember thinking that
I think
while
that's
watching
what
it.
Said.
I was like, it got so Jersey Shore.
We
in
said that
that
night. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
We had, like, stadium seats. Like, we
Katie,
went up...
Tom and I were, like, hiding, like, by a flight of stairs. Like a stairwell. Just, like, watching all of this go on in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Jax admits that he decided to hook up with Laura Lee because he wanted to get back at Stassi, and Stassi said that on the show, and everyone thought she was crazy. She was like, he told me that he was going to hook up with someone that I was befriending. And is it true that Laura Lee was only Stassi's friend at the restaurant? Because she made it seem like Laura Lee was like her friend property, basically.
I feel like they were really good friends, though. I mean, yes, I was not friends with Laura Lee until that point. And it wasn't because... I mean, she was pretty new. It wasn't like we didn't like her or whatever. She was just so quiet. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't talk to anyone. She was really kept to herself. And so when she and Jack started talking, when I finally kind of started talking to her, I'm like, dude, I had no idea you were this outgoing because at work she didn't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
So it's probably true. Stassi's probably the only one that really, like, befriended her. But they weren't,
she wasn't
like,
the
tight,
only
though.
One. No, that's a misconception because, yes, Stassi did. She was the first one to really, like, reach out and, like, have a conversation with Laura Lee because she was really quiet. She didn't just, like, offer up information, but Stassi, like, did sort of begin to talk to her and begin a relationship with her. I know that they did at one point get their nails done. I don't know exactly how many times or keep track of everything. But no, I also sat down with Laura Lee at one point, like, in the beginning, and, like, got to know her and, like, got, like, some kind of, like, grasp and understanding of her. So I can't say, like,
she wasn't the only friend.
I mean, yeah, I didn't go get my nails done with her, but, like, I did find a common ground with her and did get to understand her a little bit.
And what do you think about Stassi's text to Laura Lee and how she's... I mean, she owns it. I mean, that's commendable, I guess, but they very hateful things.
I just think it's over the top.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of energy.
You get it out of your system. Yeah, like, you send one, you get out of your system, but to keep going back and forth and just, like, it... And when it happened, I was just, it's so over the top.
So overdramatic. Kind of just adds more fuel to the fire, it seems like.
Yeah, and you're just giving... If you hate her so much, why are you giving her this much attention?
Yeah.
I mean,
but
like,
but in the, like, also something that's not, like, Laura Lee also did patronize Stassi quite a bit as well, which really ate at her as well. She definitely did things to poke and prod at Stassi that only, like, led to more and more and more.
That's
so it's
true.
Just like, it's not like she just sat there, like, on her hands and nothing happened. Like, she had a hand in getting, you know, served a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, if I can interject, sometimes when we see someone, like, with our ex-boyfriend or, like, someone that is like an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend to our boyfriend, we might have like a, you know, kind of silly reaction. Like,
oh, that, yeah.
Segue into the 18-year-old.
Yeah. I didn't really do a very good job realizing that.
I hate to bring it up, but do you look back at your reaction and think, should I react differently?
I wish I would have kicked the bitch's ass now. But she's crazy. And, like, after the whole thing, I mean, in that exact moment, I absolutely overreacted, of course. Now, no. Like, now, I mean, she, like, as soon as she saw the episode, she's, like, tweeting about it. She showed up at Sur, like, a week ago.
That changes a little bit of things.
Thanks for letting me relive the fun I had with your boyfriend six years ago. Like, she said, I'm going to come into Sur and make you and Stassi Schroeder my bitch. She's like 10 times more. I mean,
this is a ballsy girl.
She just wants her 15 minutes.
100%.
15 seconds. 100%. Like, if we can even say
and
that.
Tom had conversations with her, like basically just saying that, like, just let it go. He's like, you watch the episode, he's like, Kristen looks stupid, you didn't look stupid, let her look stupid, and it's true, I looked like a complete idiot, I looked like a crazy, insecure girlfriend over nothing.
You needed the Xanax.
A lot of misconceptions, like, because she was like, I was a baby back then. Okay, you weren't a baby, this was when Tom and I first met, this was 5 years ago, so you weren't a baby.
So when you started dating Tom, or when you met Tom, he was still living with these girls and having sex with Cassandra.
Which I didn't know, yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Oof.
Crap.
Oh,
because when I met him,
oh, that's different.
When
I first met him.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
When Jax first introduced me to him, you know, a few months later when we first started hanging out, the first couple times I went over to his apartment, which is now our apartment, these two girls live there.
Okay. Well, so the question came up for me: why would high school seniors have their own apartment?
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Like, where are their parents?
Exactly. And why are they living with an older guy?
And working at Hooters, too.
Exactly. Like,
well, obviously, they're...
Obviously, I don't want to say, like, their parents.
She's a girl. Cassandra is a cyber playboy girl. She takes
Google
showers on video camera for, like, $500. Like, really? Quality stand-up class act. And then she's ripping on our show, like, you know, you're a stupid reality show about waitresses. Okay, you're a bottle service girl. So, like... Yeah, she's not
like
cool.
Our staff is hotter than your staff, and we're like, what? Like,
it's because you're porn stars. Like,
it's because you guys have fake boobies and like you pose with your legs spread open. Like,
yeah, just Google her.
Wow.
All right.
So Cassandra, you don't have any clout in this argument. Like, you were completely torn down. Okay, bye. Yeah. They win. Sorry, Vanderpump won. You zero.
Yeah.
All right, so then we move into, of course, this whole thing with Jax. Every time Stassi would say something, he would agree with her and be like, I'm in love with you. And then, of course, Lisa's like, well, then why are you going around sleeping with someone else whenever you love her so much? Like, why can't you be faithful? I was like, that's such a good point. Like, Lisa, I feel like Lisa and your boyfriend, Tom Sandoval, are like the voices of reason that kind of chime in at random points, and you're like, that's it. Like, that makes so much sense. I mean, what did you feel about that moment? Those moments where Jax was saying, okay, I love you. Like, you're
Do you know how
exactly
many times since, like, the beginning and then, like, even up to now where Jax is doing that, you're the only one I want. He'll, like, text her these, like, sonnet poems of, like, yes. Oh, this is so romantic. Like, isn't this great? And I'm like, yeah, but the thing is you act entirely different because his whole everything he says and does is simply to get a reaction out of Stassi. So it's whether it's praising her and like fawning over her and like groveling at her feet and kissing her toes, like when he doesn't get that immediate response, that like instant gratification, he's like, well, fine, I'm gonna go find another girl or flirt with a girl in front of her. And it's just like he doesn't understand the whole thing of like actions speak louder than words. So when Lisa's saying that, like, well, if you care so much better, then what are you doing? That is the constant conversation that I have with Jax. Like, you want this girl so bad, start acting like it. Stop talking about it. No one wants to hear you talk about it. We want you to actually be proactive and show it.
It's the actions that count, especially in his case, because he has a lot to make up for and prove. Like, why waste the energy if she means so much to you?
One of my favorite moments of the reunion was when Tom said, you know, Jax likes to pull this whole Tom Cruise moment and jump on the couch and declare his love, which was so great.
That's
the entire time I'm watching Jax, I'm like, I'm like, you're lying again.
I'm like, I don't like, believe you.
Yeah.
He's so full of shit. Like, exactly. Everything he says, I just don't want to believe because I don't trust him.
He doesn't seem genuine at all. And like, his vein popping out. And I'm like, I know. You're up to no good, Jack.
Does his vein have a Twitter? I feel like it has to have a Twitter.
Dude, his liver has a Twitter, but I don't.
Oh.
ever since the vein thing was pointed out, like, all I can see is the vein.
Yeah.
Maybe it comes out when he lies. It like pops out.
Oh my god, it's like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
I will say this. Let me say this really quick. Some of our YouTube viewers leave very harsh comments about you can't knock Jax completely. You have to knock Stassi too. And I agree. It's a two-way street. It's a two-way street.
What are we knocking her for?
Yeah.
No, saying that it's completely Jax's fault that their relationship fell apart. I think a lot of people comment on us.
We never said that.
She seems crazy. We know that.
No, but a lot of people say that some of the comments that we make seem like we're always on her side or like trying to defend her or trying to make her look better when they're like, she's got to own up to what she's doing on the show. And I think that we do that. I think that people just say that we are blaming Jax completely for the whole situation when it is a two-way street, like I said before, for several situations.
I don't think anyone deserves to get cheated on. If you want, no matter what someone is doing, how crazy they're acting, if you want to sleep with other people, then you break up with them, you can do that.
I mean, that...
Totally.
I completely agree. I'm just saying for our viewers, so... I'm the bad person. Yeah, but sorry.
No, but besides
you're not at all.
We're not agreeing with Stassi, but Stassi's owning up to everything that she's doing. She's saying she's crazy. She's, you know, Jax is saying how in love he is with her, and then he's sleeping with another woman. So I feel like we're just calling it how we see it.
I feel like
I'm just trying to address some of our viewers' comments.
But thank you. Sorry,
I was attacking the viewers, not you. I was attacking the viewers, which I'm probably not supposed to do that. Thanks for watching. I can only imagine that since the show, Jax he already seems like he got a lot of ass before, and I can only imagine that it's increased the amount of girls that are throwing themselves at him. So I would think that it would be even more difficult for him to be faithful now. So playing this whole, I want Stassi back, I'll do whatever it takes, I just don't think that's reasonable right now. And maybe he should just cancel Christmas on it and just go ahead and be a player at this point.
Well, that'll never happen.
Hence why I say that's why I don't support them getting back together right now.
He'll never stop, though. He won't.
You really don't think so?
The last moment...
It'll take a really long
time. The entire time I was watching the show, really? His face, like, I was like, I just don't believe... Like, behind his eyes, I was like, I don't believe it. And then that very last moment when he was like, I'll never stop pursuing you. And there was, like, this quiet moment where they showed her close-up and then his close-up. And he was looking directly at her. And I completely believed it. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, there's the true side. Like, I finally felt like he was completely being honest for the first time.
He won't stop. But
no, he'll never stop. And this is definitely not in his defense. But I feel like at the reunion... I think it's just Jax does like to play the victim. So when he's like getting badgered, and granted, you have to imagine he's been badgered for months and months and months.
And the reunion was like completely.
And the reunion was not that long ago, so you know. And the reunion's bashing. I think instead of him even trying to defend himself, it's like how upset could he, I guess, get when he's just kind of checked out of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, guys, I get it. Like, I suck. You know,
he was sulking. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like Jax. Like, you know, there's no pity card here for you.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it was just he was just. It's
yeah.
He's been hearing it for so long. Instead of is the moment where you just have to like talk about it. Like, sorry, I know you don't want to, but you have to. And instead, he did the like. I know.
Yeah, like Tom Sandoval said, he always tries to get people on his side.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it worked with our viewers.
Yeah.
And previous episodes to this one, so we'll see what they think about us this week.
Because Stassi's also been on our show, so we're like,
Yeah.
We're not going to throw daggers at her.
Little things, I think that wraps up like the whole, Stassi and Jax conversation, but there's like little things I want to touch on, like Sheena and Stassi's friendship, because there were lots of eye-cutting, eye-rolling eyes things coming from you, Kristen. Mm-hmm. Do you think that their relationship is completely truthful? Do you think that they're actually best friends?
I think that they were for a while. I think they did get very close, and they're still very close.
Mm-hmm.
There's something we need to... Okay.
Well, you guys touched on it last week.
I don't know. I didn't watch last week.
When Sheena said like she feels left out.
Uh-huh.
That's what we have gotten into so much with her because Sheena did not like when Katie and I made up with Stassi.
But what's not known is because we made up on the show, but after the show wrapped, we actually like had another falling out and didn't speak for like another like month. And so that's when that's when Sheena and Stassi really became close and were really hanging out.
It's like November.
I mean, we were still friends with Sheena, but like she was like friends with Stassi. And so then finally, when Chris and I were able to reconcile with Stassi, like back in January. Back in January, her response was really funny because I thought, I'm like, yay, finally, like, there's no more awkward. Like, Sheena doesn't have to be, like, caught between because I've been between friends and it sucks. So, like, when finally people work it out, it's like, oh, finally. But her reaction was really strange because she just all of a sudden was like, okay, well, then fine, you guys can go back. I'm like, no, 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 we're all friends.
So you guys can go back to being BFFs and I'll just be alone.
But she was really sour about it. And like, it kind of made me sad because I'm like, why aren't you happy that
I'm the one who wanted them to be friends in the first place? Like, I literally, like, a year plus ago, before we even filmed, I was like, just be friends. And Stassi's like, no way, she's a homewrecker. And Sheena's like, why does she hate me? She doesn't even know me. I'm like, just try. You guys will actually really like each other. But now, so this was, just a couple months ago. So that's kind of what we've been going through
From an outside looking in, it seems like both sides are a little territorial over Stassi, maybe. So it's, I mean, I don't know. That's
we're only territorial over her opinions.
But I'm just as territorial over her. So no, if this were her, I'd be the same.
We were only territorial in the sense, like, because when she was weighing in on stuff that happened when Jax and Stassi initially broke up, like, no, she wasn't filled in on everything. She didn't really know what was going on. So we were territorial in the sense it's like, if you're going to have an opinion, but you weren't necessarily there.
That's
so
what I said.
Your opinion right now.
Then. She's like, well, I am now. And I'm like, right, but you weren't then.
Do you want to comment on maybe not thinking that Shayna should have been around for the whole comforting of Stassi in the moment that Jax told her that he cheated on her at Sir that night on the final episode? Do you want to comment on your side of that?
Because
she said Stassi that you two had a falling.
Didn't watch AfterBuzz. That was funny.
It's okay.
That was actually really funny. I forgot to tell you.
I was like
that.
Sick.
Remember when Sheena and I got in the fight at the end of the party? Because she was so mad that like I was like hugging Stassi and like.
Well,
that's
again. It's so she was mad. You weren't mad.
There was like this competition, like settled in of like who's the better friend of Stassi.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. It seems very territorial from the outside looking in.
I just as soon as she became close with Stassi, and they have a great friendship, like they do, and thank God for that. Like finally, but I don't know what it is. She doesn't want
to share Stassi.
It's really weird. But like at the time of that. The finale, we were all in a good place. And right when this whole thing with Jax happened, like, Katie and I were, like, bawling our eyes out having to watch Stassi bawl her eyes out. You don't see all of that, but we're crying. And that's why we were, like, hugging and whatever. And it was nothing about, like, I didn't want Sheena around or, like, I don't care, go hug her. Like, it was just
like, hold on, just give me, like, a moment. Like, you can be here. No one's, like, not saying you can't be here. It's just, like, such a...
Do you think...
Sore subject.
Yeah. No, it's not just like, you have to imagine, again, this is not like, it's just, this is 3 years of our friendship and 3 years of the six of us date, and it's not about leaving her out, but this is like a serious history that we had, and what we went through the whole summer. Stassi and Sheena weren't friends until the end of the summer. They were cool, but it's not like she went through this whole heartbreaking, ripping our friendship apart thing. So it was like, when Jax told her that, like, how shitty I felt as her friend, like, I was like, I'm so sorry I wasn't there for you, and I'm sorry I didn't believe you, and, like, I can't sit here and watch you cry. And so it wasn't like, Sheena, get away. It was just like, I haven't been close to her for so long.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you guys,
it wasn't personal.
Do you think that Shayna's relationship changed towards you once you got closer to Stassi?
Yeah.
Like, 100?
Absolutely.
Negatively?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're cool, but, like, there's, like, a thing. It's, like, it's just, it's weird. I don't know.
It's because they had that kiss, the photo shoot kiss.
It just brought them together.
I really don't understand it still, and we're trying to work through it, and we try to, like, constantly be reminding Sheena, like,
We're all friends.
We're all friends.
Like, you're never not included. Like, of course. Like, yeah.
Like you guys can like go get your nails together. Like, or maybe Katie and I will get our nails together. Or maybe the three of them will go have lunch together. And they won't. It's not like I'm. Why? We don't all have. I don't know.
To be together. Yeah, all the time.
Like, every time, like, I plan that, I'm like, well, let me text Sheena and Stassi and let them. Like, no. It's just like, do you want to go get lunch? I'll go get lunch. And it's like, I expect, like, if I have lunch with her and Stassi, yeah, she doesn't get mad. Like, well, I wasn't invited. Right. Or, and vice versa. Like, there's no, it's just, it's like, who cares? We're all friends.
And that's, it's inevitable for that to happen in, like, a group of friends, for people to be, feel like they're excluded or anything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it makes sense, but it's not, you know, defending what.
Right. I can understand feeling. Why she yeah. could feel that way, but this has been a constantly reminding Sheena for the last, I don't even know how many months. This is not the way that it is. I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I swear on my life, Stassi can tell her 5,000 times a day and she still feels that way. So yeah. I don't know what it's going to take. Hopefully she gets over it.
It's going to take season 2. That's what it's going to be.
Yes.
All right. So let's move into some news and gossip real quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Andy Cohen said on Watch What Happens Live that Stassi looks like Chelsea Clinton, and she was so offended.
Oh, yeah.
And, and she said something, she was like, Chelsea is not a good person, or something like, something to the extent of that. And I was like, what? Chelsea Clinton's kind of amazing. I feel like she might have thought maybe someone else. I don't know.
Maybe she was thinking like prepubescent, like yeah, in like the White awkward, House, like the White House kind Chelsea of, Clinton. But yeah. Chelsea's hot these days.
She's a very well-rounded, informed, beautiful person, in my opinion, I think. So
she
I think
for
it's a compliment.
Sure said that, yeah, I'll take her personality, but I do not want to look like her.
Yeah.
Like it was, she made it very clear that like, I think she was very aware of, she knows who Chelsea Clinton is.
Yes. And also Watch What Happens Live, on Watch What Happens Live, it was revealed that Jax's first roommate in New York when he first started modeling was Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine I had no idea.
Can you imagine the naked times that happened in that apartment?
Right?
All the abs.
A, yeah. Wow. If there was Instagram then or and self pictures then, it would have been amazing.
Oh.
That might have been during the time of MySpace, so I'm sure that they're floating around out there somewhere. We'll find them. This is really funny, actually. NewNowNext.com reports that they have uncovered a 2007 photo with Jax and an actor named Vincent DePaul, who is identified as Jax's boyfriend. So there's like gay rumors going on.
What?
I was like, what?
No.
What? I don't believe
no
that.
Way.
I feel like once the gay rumors start going around about you, that's when you know you kind of made it a little bit. Because like all the actors, like all these actors always have like the gay rumors. Like,
well, and also,
they,
I will testify that same with like Schwartz and even Tom, like Jax, they all are like very confident in their sexuality and they have a lot of like male friends that are gay and they're like fun, like they're their friends, genuinely.
Yeah.
So if they're pictured and like it's a gay, like, they're their friends.
Yeah.
Like, then, that works then, too. Like, hello.
And then at the end of the article, they were like, we don't even know if Vincent DePaul is actually gay. So I was like, I was like, of course, like, people wouldn't even read to that point.
Yeah.
They'd just be like, oh my God, he's gay. Like, thank God. You
wait,
know,
that's
so.
Hilarious.
And then all the gay guys in West Hollywood were like, yes, Jax is gay.
Yes.
Let's go to
And then Tom Sandoval busts Jax and Stassi out on Watch What Happens Live about the rumors of them sleeping together when he said, question for you guys, is one of their beds still neatly made in their separate hotel rooms? Question mark. I don't know. Can you give us a little insight? Was there an unmade bed in there?
Who one of their... No, I mean, who knows? Honest, I don't.
And do
know.
You really care?
I mean, it's, I'm not so eager to like. So tell me,
yeah.
Like, what? Like, again,
I mean, I feel like their reactions said it all. Let's be honest.
Yes,
like,
yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
I mean, they're probably using each other like for sex.
I'm not gonna like. I don't call Stassi up. Like, so did you and Jax have sex last night? Or like, I don't care. I don't care.
If they did, okay.
If you did, awesome. If you didn't, whatever.
If you did, use protection, please.
Please.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's been hooking that thing and
news and gossip. He might have like a baby out there for you know one of those unprotected moments might have gone onto a life. So that's all for news and gossip. So let's move into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict and I hope and pray that there will be a season 2. Can you give us any little insight? Have you heard anything?
No, we don't know for sure. I mean, obviously we think so. We know what our ratings
were. We're really confident. We know that. We
just haven't gotten like the official green light yet.
And are you worried about anybody's place on the show? Like maybe coming back for another season?
I hope not. I mean, I feel like it'd be weird because we all still are so close and we all still work there that it's like,
yeah.
if one of us or two of us are not brought back, that's just weird. I don't know if it would work. We're like a package.
Yeah. I think they could dare to bring some new people in, but I don't think replacing anyone is the answer. That's my opinion, at least.
Yeah.
I agree.
We don't want the same story all over again.
Yeah.
I'm not living Jack Stassi's relationship for another summer.
I know. I told Stassi last time, I was like, please be the single fun girl that we all want you to be.
She doesn't want to go through that all over again.
They're turning into the Ronnie and Sammy of Jersey Shore.
I hope that's not the case, though.
Yeah, I read something. Someone said that.
No, I wrote that down during watching. I didn't see that. And I wrote that they were Rihanna and Chris Brown, too. But anyway.
Oh, yes. Now we find that out. Yeah. Roles reversed, though.
Oh, yeah.
Any other predictions, my dears?
Yeah, I predict that it will be renewed, and that will make Sir become way more popular, and it's going to be a tourist attraction, and you guys are going to be super busy, and they're going to have to hire more people to work there, because you guys have been so busy because of the show already.
I mean, I don't, I can't picture it being any more busy than it is. Like, I sweat. Like, when I think about it, like, I'm like, oh. Yeah.
I predict that someone is going to get engaged, and I would think, I don't know.
Sheena?
Maybe, because, I mean, I feel like when people start getting, like, when people start getting, you know, famous, you know, you got to lock them down before they get too, no?
Yeah.
Too big.
Maybe leaks.
That's why I tell Schwartz. I was like,
yeah.
I might be moving on.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be one of you two ladies.
Wait, I like this because Shayna always has said several times she needs to be engaged within the next year. And you just said it. So, Kristen,
what?
Do you see an agent for you and Tom too?
No.
Okay. No. Very clear.
Should know.
I predict they're not getting engaged anytime soon.
All right. Well, we just want to say thank all of you so much. And we have reached over 3,000 followers on Twitter. And that is beyond anything that we could ever, ever, ever hope for. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We've had so much fun with this show. And I'm really, really honestly sad it's over. But I think we'll see you next season, season two. I'm Jake Dupree. You can find me on Twitter at Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at Jake Dupree.
And I'm Danica Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and my website, Danica Kennedy. Pretty easy to find.
Thank you so much, you guys. My name's Christina Zias. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and follow my blog at Miss Zias.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for watching all season. I'm Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Michelle Renee LA.
Where, Miss Katie, can we follow you?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at MusicKillsKate.
And Kristen, where can we follow you?
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kristen Doty, D-O-U-T.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Have a great night. There's an awkward silence. Really like
from Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.